At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers John 4. Feel free to hit pause and read John 4 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus' second miracle, John 4. Jesus' first recorded miracle of turning water into wine was immediately observable to his disciples and the servants who drew from the jars. His second miracle, however, required that a man trust him without being able to see instantaneous proof that Jesus was at work. A royal official found Jesus and humbly begged for a miracle only Jesus could provide, to come heal his son who was sick and close to death. Given the urgency of the man's request, Jesus' initial response, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe," may sound callous. However, Jesus was providing an opportunity for the man to see him as more than just a prophet or healer, but as Savior and Lord. Did this official believe that Jesus is who he said he is? Or was the official simply seeking signs and wonders? The official asked Jesus to make the journey to heal his suffering child, but Jesus proved his power isn't limited by proximity. Instead of traveling with the man, Jesus simply said the words, "Go, your son will live." The official believed Jesus' words and departed for his home. He was soon met by servants who informed him of the exact time his son was healed. It was the very moment Jesus declared him well. As a result, the official's entire household placed their faith in Jesus. This passage reveals that faith often involves believing in God's provision, even when we don't see immediate results. The official's willingness to return home, trusting Jesus at his word, illustrates the definition of faith given in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. The official didn't have to immediately see his son healed to believe Jesus' words of life. Like the boy in this story, we need Jesus' healing power. While we may not be on our physical deathbeds, we come to Jesus dead in our sins. By trusting in Jesus for salvation, we receive the spiritual healing of forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. Let's pray. God, thank you for revealing your glory and love to us through your Son, Jesus. Help us share the truth about sin with others and point them to the good news of salvation. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Can you think of another story from the Bible when God spoke and something happened? 2. What does faith look like in your life? Is it easy or difficult for you to believe that God will do what he says he will do? 3. Does God look at the outward qualities that humans often care about, like clothing, appearance, or popularity? Our key passage for this unit is Daniel 4, verse 3. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Daniel 4, 3 says, "How great are his miracles and how mighty his wonders! His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus rejected in Nazareth, Luke 4.